For April 5th, 2019, this is the Best of Rain Report, a weekly hamcast Hapali KC9RP produced for 29 years beginning in 1990. One of the notables Hap occasionally featured in the mid to late 90s was Wayne Green, W2NSD, the founder and for decades publisher of 73 Magazine. For over a year, Hap featured Wayne weekly in a 10-minute audio column Wayne called Wayne Green Pontificates. And pontificate he did. Here is one of those columns from 1999 entitled Wayne Green on the Good Old Days.
I hear a lot of grumbling about appliance operators and all this grumbling about no code ops and techs and so forth and so on. But when it comes to the good old days, when people built their own equipment, hams built their own gear, I was there. I got started with amateur radio in 1938, some 60-odd years ago. And one of the first things I did when I got interested was get a map. I was living in Brooklyn, New York at the time. And I got a map of Brooklyn, and I made a dot for all of the different hams. I looked through the call book and made a dot where all the different hams were, and then set about going about visiting them. And I listened on particularly on 160 meters, which is where most of the action was in those days, and on a little bit on 80 meters. But 80 meters, the voice band was only 100 kilocycles. We didn't have hertz in those days. And each of the signals was about 10 KC wide, so that meant that you could have about 9 conversations on a 75-meter band. But 160 was nice and broad, going from 1800 to 2050. At any rate, I go around and visit all the other hams as a kid on my roller skates. And I found a couple of things. First of all, the day the first commercial receiver went on the market was the same day that hams stopped building receivers. I visited dozens and dozens of hams all around Brooklyn. Only one of them had built his own receiver. The rest of them all bought the Nationals and the Hammerlands and the Hallicrafters and on down the line. But we did build our own transmitters, and we had to do that because there weren't any on the market commercially. So if you wanted a transmitter, you had to build it. And we built it out of Radio Magazine or QST. Radio was preferred because they had a lot more construction projects, more practical ones than QST. QST was mostly filled with club news, etc., as it is today. What I found was these fellows had built their own rigs, but then they didn't know how to make them work, didn't know how to fix them, didn't know what they were doing. We had one ham, Psi, W2YXY, and everybody that built anything that didn't work would take it over to Psi to figure out what they did wrong. Or if they stopped working, they'd take it over to the side to see what he could do to fix it. And he was our major fixer for virtually all of the hams in Brooklyn. And there were, you know, probably a couple hundred of them. Psi's main piece of test equipment was a neon bulb. So much for the good old days when people built their own equipment and knew all about technology. I did the same as everybody else. I learned the questions and answers, passed the test, got my license. By the way, the reasons for amateur radio at those days were A, to provide a body of operators in case of emergency, B, to provide technicians in case of emergency, and C, to provide emergency communications, and D, to provide international friendships and so forth. So that was the main reasons for having amateur radio and why we had our frequencies. We paid our keep. Virtually every new development in technology was first pioneered on amateur radio. Narrowband FM and so forth all started on amateur radio. Sideband, practical sideband started on amateur radio, etc. And by the way, we had about 50,000 hams at the start of World War II. 40,000 of us joined the military. 80%. Well, of course, in those days, the average age of the amateur was in the early 30s. Virtually all of us got interested in our teens and joined our high school radio clubs, got our licenses and so forth. I joined the Navy, and I was supposed to get a nice berth down in Washington in a naval research laboratory. And they said, well, before you do that, you'll have to learn about radar and so forth, so we'll send you to school. And I went to their radio materiel school. And first I went to Bliss Electrical School in Washington, D.C. And, well, actually, it was in Maryland, right next to it, Silver Spring, Maryland. And then from there, I went out to Treasure Island and San Francisco Bay for the advanced school. When I graduated from there, I was supposed to let the commander know back at the Naval Research Laboratory. I thought it over, and I said, well, you know, gee, here I am, a young fellow with no wife and no family, and maybe something like that would be better for somebody with a family. So I volunteered to go out to sea. I'm not a person that likes to take orders from people, so I wanted to be in charge, and that meant either I had to be on a submarine or a destroyer. And the submarine had better pay and better food, so I volunteered for submarines and spent the war on a submarine and had some exciting adventures. And I've published a book on that called Wayne Greene's World War II Submarine Adventures. The Navy course was superb, absolutely superb. And by the time I got through with that 9 months later, I understood how everything worked intimately. And this has stood me in good stead the rest of my life. I can look at any circuit and can instantly understand what's going on in it. Even, well, you know, when computers came out, I made it my business to learn what all those circuits were, and I can look at a computer schematic and understand what's going on, even the schematic for a chip, and see what the different circuits are in there and so forth. But when I got my license, I didn't know diddly about it. So let's not put down appliance operators, because that's what most everybody is. And that's all you have to be these days. If you want to be more, you get interested in something. And one of the things I try to do in 73 magazine is say, hey, radio teletype is a lot of fun. You know, give it a try. Working hams, working people through satellites is a ball. And it's a lot of fun, and it's challenging. And boy, you know, it is so much fun. And I've done it. The contact that stands out mostly in my mind is one that I made with Moscow. And I had a 20-second window that happened just one time, and I was there and made the contact. I still remember it, so I don't forget things like that. And you won't either. There's a lot of contacts that I remember that were just so much fun. I used to have a ball on 75 meters. We get into a round table with people, and I go down. I had a separate rig on 20 meters and the receiver and so forth, a whole separate station for 20 meters. And I'd go down on 20 meters, and I get somebody in South Africa or some other place around the world and patch them through on 75 meters into the round table. So we'd have, you know, somebody from Nigeria or something like that in our round table on 75 meters. And that was exciting. That was fun. And, you know, when have you done something like that? Anyway, so much for the good old days. They were not much different from today's days. And I guess that ought to hold you. This is Wayne Greene, W2NSD, Never Say Die, up here in Hancock, New Hampshire. I publish 73 magazine, and I go on at length in my editorials every month. And you're crazy if you don't read them. You'll be crazy if you do, too, probably.
Wayne Greene, W2NSD, a household name some decades back, and one of the notables that RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke to on a regular basis back in 1998. Wayne became a Silent Key in 2013. I have a question for our blind listeners. Have you used an audio production piece of software called Zoom, Z-O-O-M? Hap Holly has used Skype for years, but always has had challenges when Microsoft introduced new versions of it, like the current one, 8.42. Hap's email is hap, that's H-A-P, at therainreport.com. The Best of RAIN updates Saturdays on therainreport.com, and Saturday evenings on WTWW shortwave out of Lebanon, Tennessee on 5085 kHz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Keep on hamming.